Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, September 20th. You'll be interested to know, 154 years ago, today in 1870, the Italian troops occupied Rome, leading to the eventual incorporation of Rome into the Kingdom of Italy and limiting papal governing authority to the Vatican itself and a small district around it. This significant event marked the end of the Papal States, unifying Italy and establishing Rome as its capital, reshaping the political landscape of the region. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect knee-high swell from Friday through Monday. On Friday morning, conditions will be semi-glassy with light offshore winds, becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon with stronger onshore winds. Saturday and Sunday mornings will have glassy conditions, while afternoons will be semi-choppy with onshore winds. Friday in Encinitas and North County. Sorry, folks, it's looking small and choppy all day today. We might see some fair conditions until 11, though. Saturday morning is looking clean as of now. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with the 3.5-foot incoming mid-tide, when the west-northwest swell is 1 feet at 13 seconds, and the onshore wind is 6 miles per hour. The first high tide Friday will be 6 foot at 11 a.m., with a 0-foot low tide at 5:45. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 72 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, there's a chance of rain showers, and it feels like 61 degrees with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:47, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:36. It looks like we're in for some morning showers before 11 a.m., followed by a slight chance of rain later in the day. Expect partly sunny skies with a high around 68 and a light west breeze. Tonight, we'll see mostly cloudy conditions with a low of 63. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Saturday with a high near 68 and a light southwest wind. Patchy fog will develop late each night with mostly cloudy conditions and lows around 64 to 66. Sunday and Tuesday will see mostly sunny days with highs around 70 to 72 and fog in the mornings. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, city officials in Encinitas are now considering adding pickleball and sand volleyball courts to Encinitas Community Park, shifting away from plans for an aquatic complex and teen center. Recently, the City Council voted unanimously to task city staff with gathering cost estimates for public feedback on these new options. Councilmember Bruce Ellers highlighted concerns about the high construction costs of an aquatic center, while Mayor Tony Kranz noted ongoing operational expenses would also be significant. Now on to sports. Last night, on Thursday Night Football, the Patriots were overpowered by the Jets, losing 24-3 at MetLife Stadium. New England's offense struggled, managing just 139 total yards and a lone field goal from Joey Sly. Jacoby Brissett had a rough day with only 100 passing yards, while Ramondre Stevenson's fumble in the fourth quarter sealed the Pats' fate. Aaron Rodgers threw for 2 touchdowns, connecting with Alan Lazard and Garrett Wilson, as the Jets controlled the game from start to finish. The Pats will now have 10 days off to lick their wounds and prepare to face the 49ers in Santa Ana. On Sunday Night Football, the Kansas City Chiefs, sitting at 2-1, head to Atlanta to face the 1-1 Falcons. After two straight nail-biting wins, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs will look to keep their unbeaten streak alive against a revitalized Falcons squad led by Kirk Cousins and rookie standout Bijan Robinson. With the Falcons coming off a thrilling victory, this matchup promises excitement. Turning to college football on Saturday, 11th-ranked USC travels to Ann Arbor to take on 18th-ranked Michigan. Both teams are undefeated in conference play, making this a crucial game for playoff positioning. USC's offense, led by quarterback Matt Moss, will need to overcome Michigan's stout defense. Kickoff is set for 12:30 p.m. Eastern, and fans can expect a hard-fought battle between these ranked opponents. In local sports, last night, the Padres were off, but tonight they will host the Chicago White Sox at Petco. Joe Musgrove takes the mound for the Friars, facing Garrett Crochet for Chicago. First pitch is at 6:40. Meanwhile, San Diego State looks to bounce back from their 1-2 start as they travel to face Central Michigan. Quarterback DJ O'Neill will lead the Aztecs, with running back Martin Cooper playing a key role. San Diego State will need a strong defensive performance to stop the Chippewas' rushing attack. With a 36% win probability, the Aztecs face a tough road challenge. Kickoff is set for 12:30 p.m. On Sunday, the Chargers head to Pittsburgh to take on the undefeated Steelers in a marquee matchup of two unbeaten teams. Justin Herbert, questionable with an injury, will lead the Chargers offense if cleared, while running back J.K. Dobbins and wide receiver Quentin Johnston are expected to play crucial roles. Kickoff is at 10 a.m. In top news, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, watercress has been named the healthiest vegetable, earning a perfect nutrient density score of 100 out of 100. This leafy green surpassed runner-up Chinese cabbage by more than 8 points. Nutritionist Dana Ellis-Huns, who is a senior dietitian at the UCLA Medical Center, endorses watercress as a nutrient-dense food. While it may not be a common item in American refrigerators, understanding its health benefits can encourage more people to incorporate this impressive vegetable into their meals. In business news, Truex, a new cryptocurrency exchange, has launched as the market looks to recover from the collapse of FTX in late 2022. Developed by Vishal Gupta, former head of exchange at Coinbase, and ex-Coinbase engineer Patrick McCreary, Truex aims to revolutionize trading by focusing on stablecoins. "We just rethought the entire thing," Gupta shared in an interview with Fortune. Truex addresses the challenge of connecting fiat currencies with digital assets, utilizing stablecoins like Tether and USD Coin, enabling traders to hold value in a less volatile asset compared to traditional cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin or Ethereum. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $63,700. Ethereum is just under $2,400. And Solana is $142. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Voyager 1 has been traveling away from Earth for 47 years, exploring the farthest reaches of space. However, NASA faces challenges as the probe ages, now located 15 billion miles from home. The primary issue involves a deteriorating rubber diaphragm inside its fuel tank, which has caused clogging in the thruster tubes with silicon dioxide. NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory first identified this problem in 2002. Fortunately, Voyager 1 is equipped with three sets of thrusters. After switching to the second set in 2018, NASA is now utilizing the third set to continue its journey. And in entertainment news, comedian Matt Walsh goes undercover in Am I Racist?, a satire appealing to right-leaning filmgoers. Already released, the film is The Daily Wire's first wide theatrical release, opening in 1,510 theaters. This Borat-style mockumentary critiques the diversity, equity, and inclusion movement, aiming to capture the attention of a demographic often overlooked by Hollywood. Walsh notes that the film industry is leaving plenty of money on the table, as it neglects a substantial portion of potential viewers. Am I Racist? Hopes to join the ranks of successful alternative films. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American basketball player and cultural icon, Michael Jordan. And he said, "Some people want it to happen. Some wish it would happen. And others make it happen." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.